Brandon Bennett with the Rural Radio Network, talking with Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor of Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska at Kearney, for a monthly agricultural history update. Dr. Vail, what is food security? Sometimes we hear that term and we don't know exactly what it means. And can you discuss the role of Great Plains farmers in science and production to assist with food security, not only in this region, but across America and really around the world?
Well, I really think that oftentimes we think about security of the United States in terms of the geopolitical side, but food security is a really important part to that. And as anyone who's farming in Nebraska or Kansas or other places in the Great Plains knows, that it's a combination, food security is a combination of production quotas and stability on that end. There's an environmental end to it. And then, of course, there are all the political negotiations that aren't just in the North American region, but across the world. And so the Great Plains agriculture efforts play a central role in all of that. And so farmers and agricultural scientists are on the front lines of making sure that crops and production is stable. And so then they end up playing a central role and also on the receiving end of larger discussions globally about security and politics.
And along that same line, talk a little bit about one of the proponents of that, Paul Finley, a former Republican congressman from Jacksonville, Illinois, and the bipartisan famine relief legislation.
Yeah, Paul Finley was a Republican congressman from Jacksonville, Illinois, and you can go and see his papers at Illinois College there if you're interested. He led a lot of the efforts in the 1970s and then on into the 80s for food security, especially with drought, but also famine relief, and recognizing the relationships between land-grant science and agricultural efforts there in different places in Illinois, in Kansas, in Nebraska, in Iowa, and how that would affect and inform larger discussions and agreements across the world, especially when emergencies happen, like in the context of drought or famine.
Brandon Bennett with the Rural Radio Network, talking with Dr. David Vail, the Assistant Professor of Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska, Kearney, for a monthly agricultural history update. Dr. Vail, speaking of agricultural history, what's happened in April in agricultural history?
Well, this month in agricultural history, I want us to go back to April 1984. There's a farm crisis that's brewing in the Great Plains at home and a growing environmental hazards abroad. And so many Great Plains farmers worked with politicians like Finley and others to pursue a relief policies and process, not just for them at home, economically and in an environmental way, but also they recognize their role in these larger international discussions about how to mitigate a major drought and famine problems in places like Ethiopia. And so out of all of that, in April of 1984, a new famine warning system was implemented, and that built on a lot of what the farmers and other policymakers were talking about in the Great Plains and built on Finley's efforts, and is still in use today. And the famine warning system is much like other warning systems that we all rely on living in the Great Plains, weather system warnings, that sort of thing. And so it's another just connection, I think, between the Great Plains and international agriculture abroad.
Dr. Vail, the last word is yours. What else is going on in agricultural history?
Well, I just think it's important to consider the historical relationships that the Great Plains provides us when we think about the international scope of food security and agricultural policy around the world. The Great Plains plays such a fundamental role in production, but it also plays a fundamental role in the innovations in science and technology that a lot of other peoples around the world rely on and are connected to. And so it's important to just remember that, I think, in the spring and summer as we go along.
That was Dr. David Vail, Assistant Professor of Agricultural History at the University of Nebraska, Kearney, joining us once again for a monthly agricultural history update. With the Rural Radio Network, this is Brandon Bennett.